This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Dean, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, let's play. Let's guess what Robert RSB, that's me, has dosed himself up on before going on the air. We never had a game like that, have we? What? Because I usually have a whole row of things that I'll take before we get started here or during the show, and I'll usually show you. But today, before I went on the air, I took a dose of something, and what might it have been? This is 2 days out, by the way, from that 1,100-foot hike up a mile and a half or so, and let me tell you also what else I did today. 2, maybe 3 hours in the garden this morning with my wife. We were just digging and weeding and rooting, and then I had to cut some of the back lawn. I was going up, I was shoveling, digging, bare hand, ripping stuff out. I had like massive chunks of mud and dirt. I was earthing with my hands. And I'm feeling it. I feel great, but man, every muscle is telling me you're alive and you're in a body, in a physical body. So now, having given you these hints, what did I take before I went on the air? Ula says beta-glucan. No, I didn't. That's a good guess, but that's not what I took. Just related to my activity levels the last few days.
Well, I mean, I have a guess. I mean, am I allowed to guess too?
Yes, of course.
I mean, I wanted to say CBD, but I'm probably wrong.
No, you're not. I mean, that was one of them. That's like almost goes without saying. I do my cafe mocha CBD, the plus CBD. But no, it was actually advanced. No, it wasn't crickets, Lori.
No, crickets.
I did not know.
Look at Lori. Look at Lori bringing up the crickets.
She's funny. She's the one that gets grossed out. She's bringing it up. No, it was Dr. King's Advanced Arnica. I'm like, dude, my muscles are sore. In a good way, though. It's a good kind of sore. And it just takes a little bit of the edge.
The FDA is not happy with you for doing that.
You know what? F the FDA. I think they're on a witch hunt. And they're attacking my good friend Dr. Frank King, and I think it's unfounded. I'm still taking my homeopathic remedies from Dr. King's, and I hope everybody else does too. In fact, just because the FDA says they're no good, you should now go get them. Because now you know they're good. That's why. This is what happens when the Fear and Death Administration gets involved. Magnesium, of course, and I take my at least one, sometimes two, mega food magnesium a day. Whole food, 100% whole food magnesium. That's what we do here. And then we're gearing up for the next big event, the Trinity Live Conference. Who's going to join us there? Joni Abbott. Who's on the air today? Joni Abbott. So we're going to hear from Joni and what she's talking about. The microbiome, some part of your body, if you're a female, that microbiome. We're going to talk about that with her and more. But, you know, we got to open up with Super Don wanted to do the media blowback. Chuck Todd talking about, we'll get to that about, we've got to fight. You've got to fight back. And, of course, some guy crashes into a Fox affiliate somewhere, and they say, wow, that could be Chuck Todd instigating violence. We'll get to that. It's still a worthwhile story, Super Don. I don't mean to relegate it to segment four status, but I think segment one status has to be about pooping. There's just no way we can open the show knowing that there's a great article that brings in the issue of elimination. And especially because in this article on at theconversation.com, apparently, you can link through at robertscottbell.com, they brought on five experts to ask or answer this one life-altering question. We all need to know. What is it that we need to know? Here's the question. Five experts they asked. Four of them were gastroenterologists. We asked five experts. All right, Super Don, what is the question the five experts were asked?
Do we have to poo every day?
Do we have to poo every day? Okay. Well, you know, this is one of my favorite topics, because what have I said about finding a doctor, right? If you want to find, and I don't care what kind of doctor, they could be holistic, integrative, not, whatever. If you want to find a doctor and know that they might have the wits about them, a connection to some source, maybe even their own intelligence, that can help you, possibly. Here's the question. This will separate the wheat from the chaff, so to speak, in terms of doctors that you might want to consult with on an ongoing basis, or maybe you want to run the other way. Here's the question, similar to this. Doctor, how often do you have a bowel movement? Notice I didn't use any Latin names, but I also didn't use the 10-year-old version of, did you poop today? Which is okay. I don't mind. I have kids. We can talk that way. My son used to have a shirt he wore once in a while, although they didn't like it when he wore it to school. I think he had to take it off and get a new one. But it said, I pooped today. And it was like with his arms triumphant. But the idea of elimination being off the record. You can't, no, we got to go on the record with this stuff. And if your doctor is offended by the question, you know you found the wrong doctor, leave and find somebody else. If your doctor says, oh, you know, I'm glad you asked that question. By the way, I go, you know, however often, and you enter into a discussion about elimination patterns, which really is key to almost everything, perhaps everything physically. If you're not eliminating, that's a big problem. So when I've talked about gastroenterologists and doctors being, I don't know, a bit obstinate about the answer to the question about how often should I eliminate, how often should I poop, and they say two or three times a week, some people thought that I was exaggerating. Doctors wouldn't say that, two or three times a week. And I said, yes, they would, and they do. And the only reason that they would say that that's adequate is that they're only going two or three times a week, maybe even less. So I will introduce the answers to these questions from four out of five experts, and all five of them agree, but four out of five are actually gastroenterologists. And guess what? It's one of those.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a d***, but I told you so.
I told you so.
I can't help it.
I told you so.
Yeah, I've been saying it for years, and this one validates RSB is right again. We asked five experts, do we have to poo every day? Well, Dr. Hare, interesting name, gastroenterologist, says no, we don't have to poop every day. Damian Bellobrodzic, who's a research scientist, the only non-gastro doctor, says no, we don't have to poop every day. Dr. Worthley, a gastroenterologist, says no, we don't have to poop every day. And Jacob Begun, who doesn't begin apparently often enough, he says we don't have to poop every day either. And the last doctor, Vincent Ho, he doesn't have to poop every day either. So according to all four out of five dentists surveyed, or in this case gastroenterologists surveyed, you don't have to poop every day, which disqualifies them, in my mind anyway, of being really good gastroenterologists. I mean, I guess they're serving their masters well, the pharmaceutical conglomerate, to tell you that, because, of course, if you don't go every day at least once, you're going to need their services multiple times, and they know it. If you go one, two, or three times a day, what need do you have for a gastroenterologist? Let's be honest about this. It's a self-serving, nope, you don't need to go once every day, much less two or three times a day. So, you know, what's coming up here, it says that less than 40% of people poop every day. So that means more than 60% of Americans are constipated, if this is an American study. I don't know if this is only American focused, Super Don, do you? The names could be anywhere. But they all say that three times a week is just fine. So their average, three times a day to three times a week, but emphasis on, hey, 60% of the people are not going once a day, so that's got to be normal. That's got to be normal. Now, normal might not be healthy, but it's normal. As we go back to Young Frankenstein, it's abnormal. Abby something, it's abnormal. And, of course, the manifestation of constipation is sluggish. Of course, the bowels are sluggish, but there are a number of reasons this could be. But sluggish mind, you could have a foggy head, could have yeast overgrowth. You can't assimilate nutrients properly, much less detoxify metabolic waste properly. And that can impact every system of the body. Super Don, did you figure out if this is an American study or a global study or how they figure this out, all these gastroenterologist people?
These guys, I think they're like out of the UK and Australia. Generally,
okay.
this website has a lot of Australian info on it.
So I think it's a Western world.
The question I got to ask, do people in the UK poop differently than people in the US? I don't think so.
What do you mean, as far as frequency?
Yeah, I don't think there's like a different standard. It's like, oh no, those Aussies, they only have to poop twice a week.
Well, they're down under, so they poop upside down.
Okay.
Yeah. But other than that, it's their norm.
Does it come out counterclockwise or clockwise? I'm not sure.
It's a Western first world phenomenon. The more you eat processed food, the less you drink water, right? Proper hydration. The more constipation is going to become the norm. Now, they say between three a day to three a week, with 60% or more, not even once a day. So we're talking about the majority, a super majority in this case, are constipated, but not according to the gastroenterologist, 4 out of 5 say, or 5 out of 5 in this case, or 4 out of 4 in this case say, perfectly fine. Which tells you how much they've dumbed down the gastroenterologists. How much they our elimination systems have been dumbed down. Now, I don't have time to go through the full version of the story. Dr. King told this story when we had his Healing Revolution Summit about the colon, right? They were all competing. The brain was saying, I'm the most important. The heart was saying, I'm the most important. And the colon said, you guys got nothing on me. I'm the most important. And they all laughed. The colon? Really? Colon shut down. One day went by, 2 days went by, three. You know, it got worse and worse. Every system was, it was wrecked. The heart was wrecked. The mind was, brain was wrecked. They finally said, please, open up. Let that stuff out. We can't survive this any longer. And, of course, he proved his point. The colon was the most important. If you're not eliminating, it's a problem for every system. And, of course, that goes along with the liver, liver toxicity, liver congestion, lack of selenium, lack of chromium. You can also do dandelion tea, homeopathic Bryonia alba. Yes, that's Latin. Homeopathic Nux vomica. Yes, that's Latin, too. Homeopathic chelidonium. That's the celandine plant. Folks, there are so many ways you can get your bowels moving again so you can at least once a day. Come on, please, at least once, if not two or three times a day, which would be optimal for most of you. I mean, let's face it, if you eat three times a day, what happens to the other 2 or 10 meals?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's RSB Reports.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, from elimination to creation, right? The circle of life. We just went to talk elimination. Now we're going to do creation. Why are we going to do that? How are we going to do that? Our good friend, my dear friend, she's like family to me, Joni Abbott, is back from Homegrown Health. She's going to be joining me live at the Trinity Conference, Trinity Live Conference, September 22nd, 23rd. We're going to be doing radio together. We'll be doing lectures, all kinds of fun stuff. And she'll be apparently turning another decade older. Boom, like that. I don't believe it. Joni Abbott, welcome back to Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you so much, Robert. I'm so happy to be here with you tonight, and I cannot wait to see you. I'm just counting down the days.
Yes, and you will be lecturing there on a very, very important topic, but not one that's discussed openly very often, much like what I talked about in elimination patterns. You're talking creation. Now, I'm going to have Super Don, our humble and lovable producer, describe what you texted him as far as the topic for this evening. And Super D, are you ready? Because Joni said, here's Absolutely. What I want to talk about. What is it that we're talking about next?
Absolutely. Joni is on with us tonight and would like to talk about the vaginal like your bio.
What?
I don't vaginal have a bio. Like your bio. Yeah.
I don't have a bio like that. Super Don doesn't have a bio like that. What did you mean by that, Joni?
So I'm an avid talk-to-text user. I am the person walking around the grocery store talking into my phone because I multitask all the time, and sometimes my auto text or my talk to text hates me. Like, seriously. In that case, right there, I say dumb things to people on accident.
So, did you mean to say that or something else? Because I think Super Don figured it out, but maybe I want to hear from you.
Yeah, I meant to say that, hey, let's talk about the vaginal microbiome. Somehow that didn't translate very well on the phone. Apple
and microbiome became like your bio. Okay.
Like your bio. That makes sense. Yeah. I can see how that could happen. That's very funny because we were digging deep into our bios and neither Superdon or mine had anything to do with that. So it's definitely Joni Abbott. Joni, so you're going to be speaking about this.
I beg to differ. How all did you get here? Don't tell me there's no vagina in your history.
You got it. All right. She busted us, Super Don. We are busted. All men, yes, you have vagina in your bio. That's just how it happens. Now, obviously, sometimes you're delivered by C-section, and then you miss that all-important microbiome startup for the next life form, if you will, the GI tract. We were just talking gastroenterology. So this plays well because there's a microbiome externally on the skin, microbiome in the throat, unique to the stomach, unique to the large intestine, small intestine, colon, and, again, the vaginal area. So what is it about this that most people are not aware of?
Well, just the importance of what we put into our body, right? It is so important to understand that the feminine care products that we use, the prophylactics that we use, even the creams or the scented Summer's Eve body washes. I mean, it is a very delicate area full of microbes, and I really, truly believe, and I've said it on your show before, every time I host, microbiome is the wave of future of medicine. We have them everywhere. We have a microbiome in our brain. We have a microbiome in our heart. They discovered microbiomes in women's breasts. And now we've got a complete communities of microbial content in our cervical area, our anal area, in our uterus, in our fallopian tubes, in our hair. Oh, God, I got to figure out how to pronounce this. Before the Trinity Conference, the peritoneal fluid, and that's just our fluid in our abdomen, which lubricates the surface of tissue that lines the abdominal wall and our pelvic cavity. So in that fluid, they're discovering all kinds of communities of microbiome. So we have all these little tiny ecosystems throughout the fluid in our bodies that are communicating with each other, and that are greatly affected by what we put in our body, what we put on our body, what we put in our mouth, what we put on our skin, the food we eat, the things we drink. And so it's just, we're disrupting major communities of bacteria, fungi, and viruses when we are not cognizant and aware. So I'm going to be covering a lot of that at 11 a.m. Saturday, September 22nd at Trinity Conference.
Hope everybody can make it. We look forward to seeing you there. And not to be sacrilegious, but what occurs to me is there, but for the grace of bugs, go we, or I, in terms of the microbiome. Really, God set this thing up to humble us. It's like, oh, yeah, we're so big and bad, yet you think if you kill those bugs in you that you're going to be benefited by that? Which is why the whole wrong-headed concept of attack, destroy, kill, like the Pentagon in your body, allopathic medicine, has really disrupted the microbiome for generations, ever since they adopted mercury as medicine, much less antibiotics, chemotherapy, other things like that. Joni Abbott is with us, Homegrown Health. You can hear her. We'll let you know where you can hear her and how you can hear her. And, of course, you can see her and me and all of us. We'll be together again at the Trinity Live Conference, September 22nd, 23rd. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Go there now. There are tickets to be had, some for free.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're talking microbiome in ways that probably are not discussed at the dinner table all that regularly, but they should be. Why not? This is about health and healing, and it's not a taboo subject. And Joni Abbott, she's going to really get into it with us when we're at the Trinity Conference. There's going to be a big lecture she's doing. What's the title of that lecture, Joni?
I have a microbiome where?
That's a great title. You're like, what? Where? You? Hey, men too? Well, in a different way. So we're going to get into that. But first of all, homegrown health. Are you back doing regular shows, once-a-week shows, once-a-month shows? Tell us how we can listen to your beautiful voice and all your insights.
Homegrown health is back, and it has been so fun because I'm just more real, more raw, more vulnerable, more honest, clearly, than I think I've ever been before in my whole life. And I'm bringing everything, including all the emotional health, mental health, microbiome health, the latest information I can drum up on vaginal health and women's health, everything family that I can get a hold of. It's going to be happening once a week. You can find me on SoundCloud.com, but anywhere you get it, iTunes, Stitcher, you can find me anywhere you listen to podcasts now.
Beautiful.
It's really a lot of fun. Looking forward to building it back up.
Yes, yeah, subscribe to any of those podcasts, and the SoundCloud we also have as well, so that's a good place. You can get some consistent Joni Abbott audio, and that's wonderful. And again, the reunion is coming. I'm really excited about it. There are a lot of people are looking forward to meeting you that haven't met you as well there. I think we'll have a lot of new folks. And again, it'll be a reunion of those of us that have been traveling to these events when they were the Health Freedom Expo, are really a revitalization in a new way, but just so excited that we'll all be together again.
Me too, Robert. Thank you so much. I can't wait.
So we have...
So, yeah,
we're dealing with this microbiome, but we're only learning a little bit about it at a time, even though it's sort of seemingly leaps and bounds awareness of this, because, as I mentioned, allopathic medicine, God bless them for the good things they do, but I wish that they would just do those things. They, in their efforts to do whatever they claim to be doing, everything you like, vaginal lotions, potions, or just general antibiotics taken orally, really just gutting, no pun intended here, the gut, also the vagina, because you see yeast overgrowth after a lot of the medicines. It's not just antibiotics that can result in an aberrant microbiome and opportunistic infections, is it?
No, no. And, you know, it's super important to realize the connection between the things that we're putting, like I said, in our bodies, on our bodies. I couldn't wait to tell you about this. Is I've been putting friends and family on a... my vaginal microbiome challenge, and I am asking them to give me one cycle using organic tampons and pads. Give me one cycle where you're not putting pesticides and GMO cotton in your vagina. And the outcries and have been amazing. The outcomes have been so happy. My friends and family are calling me and they're saying, my PMS is gone. I have no more cramping. I mean, how did you know about this? Why aren't we taught this sooner? So that's what really stemmed me to be inspired to talk about this at Trinity Conference this year.
Cool. Now, there's been a lot of challenges. Remember the ice bucket challenge? How is it how is it that people can do the vaginal microbiome challenge? Is it literally just about changing the products that they're utilizing to go cleaner? Like we've argued, we need to eat cleaner foods. You're saying utilizing feminine-specific products. There are versions of everything most women know about, yet there are versions that they might not be aware of that they could use.
Right. So you can get organic, pesticide-free tampons and pads, or you can use something like the Diva Cup or a Moon Cup. Something that's a cup that you insert like a tampon. It's a little bit more difficult than a tampon, but you'll get the hang of it. There are instructions. And once that is sitting in there comfortably, you only just simply remove it and then dump it out and then reinsert it. And it is changing the face of your vaginal microbiome. Not to get too graphic, but we have to kind of go there. The actual, like, period smell goes away. Because what's happening is your body is reacting to the chemicals that are in the toxic pads that we are so used to buying always and all these other brands that we were raised on, that we saw our mothers use, that we maybe even saw our grandmothers use, that were always under the sink at, under the bathroom cabinet. And so it's really amazing when you start to honor that vaginal microbiome and you start eating foods that nourish your body and you start putting products on your skin and inside of you that are not laden with pesticides and GMOs. And it's unbelievable the response your body will have. Just try it, and then get a hold of me at Homegrown Health on Facebook or email me, because I would really love to know your reaction the next cycle.
Joni, I remember years ago, and Lori's writing this in the YouTube chat room, about the toxic shock syndrome that I believe they might have linked to the feminine products. Now, again, if we talk about chlorine, dioxin, now, of course, we had the added detriment of glyphosate, which wasn't always around earlier on. And if you're saying that people that are doing what you're calling the vagina vaginal microbiome challenge. Very interesting. I don't think this could catch on. Maybe it could catch on. And it isn't something you have to show everybody. It's something you communicate about, right? You talk about changing the quality of the products that you use. And then you're saying that within one cycle, people, girls, women, are seeing a difference in symptoms associated with what they might say is a horrible period that, you know, is all too common to something a little easier.
Yeah, we see a lot of clotting. The cramping is what is the cramping and the headache, and some of the PMS symptoms are the biggest symptoms that I'm told after my friends and family have tried this go away. Like one of my best friends from high school, she was like, "You know, I've been watching your Instagram at the only Just Joni, by the way," and she's like, "I've been watching your Instagram videos, and I finally decided to try organic tampons and pads," and she's like, "Girl, my cramps went away in one cycle. Like, all my cramps, totally gone." And it's just a testament. Think about this. I don't know if you heard about girls in high school soaking tampons in vodka in order to get a buzz. Our bodies absorb the things that we put in it. So even substances like KY jelly, which are petroleum-based, right? Even substances like prophylactics and the spermicide that they put on condoms. And then you've got the pesticides and the glyphosate, yes, that absolutely destroys the microbiome on the tampon. When you're exposing yourself to that over and over again, it's accumulative. Glyphosate accumulates. So your body's absorbing that. Maybe that's where your period headaches come from. Maybe that's where your cramping and extra clotting come from. And if you start to think about pelvic inflammatory disease, uterine fibroids, cancer, HPV, you start to upset the balance of the microbiome in your vagina, and we just have to think about the longer-term ramifications and the implications that our body absorbing those toxins that it has on a woman, in particular with women's health.
Yeah. Well, things have changed for the worse in terms of, you know, the more that man interferes with the natural microbiome, and, of course, through these products.
Yeah.
We're learning the more we create disease. And, of course, that bodes well for those that have a monopoly on the treatment of disease, you know, the doctors, and in this case, the OBGYNs, perhaps, that are not. I don't know how many of them percentage-wise. We just covered a story about elimination patterns, and all four of the gastroenterologists said, you could do 3 times a day elimination, but you could be 3 times a week and you're fine. Like, that's not constipation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So are OBGYNs up on this yet? Are they still the minority? In other words, we're having to talk to doulas and midwives and more holistically oriented healthcare people.
Yeah, I would say the majority of OBGYNs, they're aware of the vaginal microbiome, things that would cause a bacterial upset. They, like years and years ago, before I knew to go organic, and I'm talking early on in my life, a lot of girls end up getting bacterial vaginosis early on. And I remember having this reoccurring infection. And so my nurse practitioner said to insert acidophilus tablets in my vagina to help and to take them as well. That was years ago. That was probably, you know, 20 years ago. However, as much as the microbiome is starting to come to the forefront, there's still so much work and awareness that needs to be done. And so there are a few companies out there that actually test your vaginal microbiome to see what kind of strains you have and what your balance is looking like. It's not meant to replace a pap smear, but it is something that definitely is cutting edge. Not all doctors know to prescribe these, but they are available. So the fact that they're available, you can actually talk to your healthcare provider about it. And it just, for me, it just goes back to honor, right? Everything about our bodies goes back to honoring the systems the way they were designed and work with them, not against them.
Joni, let me ask you, you know, in terms of media and internet, there are websites that probably people can get this kind of information. I know of an OBGYN that Anna Quebecca, that's doing good work and putting good information out. But what about, like, recently the FDA went after Gwyneth Paltrow's website, Goop. Don't they do focus on women's health?
Yeah, Goop is actually a great forum for practitioners to share what they've experienced in their practices and share the things that they've learned. And, yeah, I saw that article and I was just like, oh, here we go again. Here we go again. We've got more state governments telling women what they should do with their vaginas.
Mm-hmm. But it's always about, well, you haven't proved it, so you can't say it. It's like, You know, of course, First Amendment doesn't apply to natural health and healing as we find in this country.
Right. Oh, no. Not as you know, Dr. Benjamin Rush was the one who was asking everybody to, and he was giving us a warning, like, if we do not start putting medical freedoms in the Constitution, then there will come a day when it's like tyranny when it comes to medical freedom. And I'm horribly paraphrasing, but how sad.
Yeah, no, it's okay. We're living it now. We are. But then again, you know, out there, Homegrown Health is back, so there's hope.
Well, I do my very best to, you know, empower others, especially women, to take charge of their health and healing all from home, so they know that they can make educated decisions on their health with more information than they perhaps may get from their health care provider.
Yeah. Now, I noticed Super Don has been really quiet this segment. I thought he'd have a lot more to say on the subject. Super Don, what's wrong?
There's nothing wrong. I have nothing to contribute. That's all. I'm sorry.
I thought you were so excited Joni was back on that you would talk.
My vaginal microbiome is doing just fine, actually. I'm not having any issues at all, so I'm doing okay.
I'm pleased to hear that. At least we got that out of you, so that's good. So 11 a.m. on Saturday at the event, Joni, right? Is that correct? At the 22nd?
Yep, and November 22nd at Trinity Conference.
Yes, Trinity Live Conference. We're going to be there. We've got links in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. Stick around. I want to talk with Joni a little bit more on the break for those of you watching on YouTube. In the meantime, say thanks to our wonderful sponsors like CV Sciences plus CBDOil.com. RSB15 gets you 15% off. Ladies, you can also get some help with the monthly issues with CBD. That's really great. We'll be back talking media after this, too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health. And Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
I got my tea.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
So I think I figured out what it was that I'm on. I'm on soil. I'm on planet Earth. And I was in the garden for 2+ hours, almost 3 hours this morning. Dirt in my fingernails, not poop, dirt. And maybe it was, it could have been worm poop. That's possible. Yeah, you think about that. It's in the soil. Oh, I got my tea. Thank you, honey. All right, special delivery.
The homeostatic soil organisms under your fingernails, that helps, you know, boost your immune system and get you acclimated to your new area.
It makes me happy. So earthing, they always talk about walking barefoot, which I do a lot. I don't know what it's going to be like when it snows. Probably not so much, but... what if you walk with your hands in a garden? Isn't that earthing too?
Absolutely it is. Absolutely. Any kind of connection with the earth. It's great.
And as I'm digging in the garden, I come across some goop. I don't know what it is. Oh, it's just wet soil. It's mud. Goop. Speaking of goop, I know you were going to tell us a little bit about the goop website. Is it the FDA stuff? Is it Gwyneth Paltrow stuff? Behind this, what's going on there, Joni?
Yeah, well, basically, they've been fined, and there's a legal matter going on with Goop, and that's Gwyneth Paltrow's site, because they are saying they're making health claims that could endanger women, right? They say that they're being a little misleading when it concerns the yoni egg, the jade egg, the rose quartz egg, and an essential oil blend or an essential oil-like kind of product that they're making health claims about, right? That it would help with infertility, and it will help with pelvic floor muscles. And so they're attacking them. And this so caught me because Tony Rakakis, is his name Rakakis? I don't know. It's like it's causing a ruckus, and it's a load of caucus all at the same time. So it's like Rakakis.
Okay.
He says it's important. Quote, it's important to hold companies accountable for unsubstantiated claims, especially when the claims have the potential to affect women's health. And that struck me because I'm like, oh, please do tell me about how adult women can make decisions for their own vaginas, and yet you're mandating vaccines that destroy the fertility probability for young women. There's a lot of hypocrisy in that.
No, how about the unsubstantiated claims by those makers of the products you mentioned, the feminine products that they claim are safe to use, that are causing all kinds of aberrant, not only microbiome manifestations, but the disease processes, pelvic inflammatory disease. We talk about cervical cancer, which I've disputed since day one, along with our buddy Liam Schiff, dearly departed, but he's still here, talking about HPV.
Right.
It's not the cause of it. So
right.
There's so much misinformation that they're coming down on Gwyneth Paltrow. Really?
Yes.
Who is she harmed?
They're coming down on her company for making unsubstantiated claims. And so I think that the cost was like $145,000 that they agreed to pay out, as a result of being fined for these unsubstantiated claims. But I just think like some of the deeper issues here is that, we need to be saved from ourselves somehow, right? Let's save the women from the potential that some claims from an alternative health company may or may not be true. We don't need saving California, right? What women need is to not be given mandated vaccines as a child that cause infertility, cancer, immune suppression, et cetera, right? Let us choose what we want to put in our own vaginas. And government, once again, is doing the thing with women.
Yeah,
trying
stay
to
out.
What can happen in our bodies. And it's very frustrating to see that, these lawmakers are actually passing laws that are causing a lot of damage to women's health, a lot of, lack of freedom of choice. And they'll attack a company that's actually trying to help women. So
yeah.
It's interesting.
Exactly. Well, what is interesting is you, Joni Abbott, and so glad that you're back on board. And I just love hearing your voice. I can't believe you're going to turn 40. You said it, not me. I still don't believe it, but we'll be together celebrating with you September 22nd and 23rd in Chicago, Schaumburg, Illinois for the Trinity Live Conference, the new version of the Health Freedom Expos. And there's no excuse that you can't be there. You can be there. Everybody can be there. Just don't be the obstacle, right? Don't be the obstacle. Allow the gifts to happen where they're supposed to. And there is, if you go to the Trinity on Facebook, they put a thing, if you like it, you might get a free ticket in. So check that out as well. I linked it earlier on my Facebook page. All right, Joni, great, great discussion, as always. And we will have you on again before the event, of course. Remind everybody to be there, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Joni's awesome. Homegrown Health. You can get it on SoundCloud and a lot of other places. Ty Bollinger coming up after the break to go outside the box with you and me. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.